I walked into the church that night, thought that I'd drop out of sight. So I sat down. I laughed in spite of all my blues. It's really not the type of place I'm used to hang around. I looked ahead and saw a man and watched him close as he began to speak. That certain day, and it seemed like something deep inside had seized my soul, and though I tried to shake it, it wouldn't go away. As though the words he said would echo back inside my head. I almost cried. I'd be a fool, so I suppose, and somehow got myself composed and held it inside. I felt the blood rush through my wrist, the tighter that I squeezed my fist, determined not to let conviction start. Then with all my wisdom left behind, I somehow saw that I was blind, and slowly let his presence fill my heart. As everyone stood to their feet, I managed somehow to repeat the prayer that they were praying. Then I dropped my head and I dropped my eyes, as suddenly I realized just what I was saying. Through trembling lips and streaming tears, I ended all those wasted years of dreams I'd built on sand. Unloading all my guilt and wrong, I somehow felt both weak and strong the night I took the man. And never find this rock on which I stand. But when I whispered deep that name, I knew I'd never be the same. The night I took the Master's hand. But when I whispered Jesus' name, I knew I'd never be the night I took the Master's hand.